Welcome to the Soulful Badass Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Jackson, an intuitive success coach from the UK, and I'm here to help entrepreneurs, leaders, and soul-aligned goddesses to create epic levels of success and impact in your life and your business. So if that sounds good to you, make sure you are tuning in every week for mindset talk, manifestation, magic, and incredible interviews with other soul-aligned entrepreneurs. So hit the subscribe button, and I'd love to invite you to come and join the Soulful Badass community. All the links are in the show notes. Please go and click them, and I'll see you in there. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast episode. This week, I want to talk to you about how to stay calm when you are in the midst of the chaos. Now, you'll know when I talk about manifesting and I talk about quantum leaping, which is leaping across timelines, it is speeding up your manifestations. What can often happen is we can be caught in this loop of setting an intention, and then the universe gets to work and it turns everything upside down on its head. And sometimes we can feel a little bit overwhelmed with everything that's happening for us. And I talk about this in the podcast 2 weeks ago when I mentioned in the speech about the tornado hitting. This is that energy of the tornado hitting. It's like I've just set out in motion. I've been doing all this work. I've been doing all this healing. I've been doing all the positive things. And now everything's turning upside down. What is happening? And it can put you in a bit of a tailspin. It can make you feel uncomfortable because change is uncomfortable. And this is my tips on how to get through it, because at the end of the day, this is all happening for you to achieve your manifestations. So if that's the truth, how do we stay positive in that mindset? How do we keep going? How do we stay focused on what we want? Because what people tend to do is get to the point where the chaos hits and they stop. They go backwards. They go into their old habits, their old ways of thinking. Even though they've done lots of work and tried to change their mindset, when the shit hits the fan, what they do is they show up as the old version of them instead of the new version. So this is really about you applying new habits, new ways of being, so that things come out the other side completely different to what you've ever experienced before, and a whole lot better than what you've ever experienced before. So the big thing is to know that this is ultimately the universe shifting things for you. And the only person who judges whether what is happening for you at the moment is good or bad is your ego. Your ego tells you, oh, this is bad, it's happening to you. You know, you must have done something wrong, or you must have manifested wrong, or someone's going to take away your control. And who do you really think you are that you can control the outcome? All of these things, your ego is going to start to tell you and start to judge the situation. It's going to look at it as something negative rather than looking at this is energy shifting. This is people shifting out your life. This is you learning lessons that you need to learn to enable you to help your up level. So when you start to stop judging it from a negative point of view or putting any judgment on it at all, because remember, the universe only delivers you situations. They do not deliver you a good or a bad thing that comes into your life. It only brings situations. And those situations are always sent from love. They are always sent to help you grow, or to help you get what you've asked for, or to help deliver what you need. It is never about leaving you short. It is never about lack. And yet your judgment and your ego will tell you it's all about lack, or it's all about you doing something wrong. And that's where you've got to release this energy. You haven't done anything wrong. You've wished for more in your life, and the universe is bringing it to you. So really allow that energy of this is just a situation. What can I take from it? What gifts can I take from it? How can I learn and grow? And most importantly, how can I show up differently? So if this is something that's been on repeat for you and has happened over and over again, how are you going to act different so that you don't get the same response that you always get? That's the question that's being asked by the universe, not are you going to, you know, trip up, or are you going to fall, or are you going to mess this thing up? What's it asking for is, who are you showing up as, so it can bring the next right thing to you? Now, if you're showing up as the old version, it's going to bring something aligned with that old version. If you're showing up as the new version, it's going to bring something aligned with that new version. And that's what you want. You want the growth. You want the opportunity. So make sure you are not judging and you are showing up as the version of you that you want. And I'm going to show you how to do that. So the big thing is, the chaos is always temporary. But what we love to do is, we love to judge it before it's over. We love to analyze what's happening all the way through the process, even though we know that this is a short-term piece of chaos. Our ego will keep us fixed, says, oh my God, this is our life. This is what's happening. This is not going to change. This is going to have a bad outcome. It'll have you analyzing and saying, what if? What if this happens? What if that happens? This is going to happen to me. And it makes you feel like you are not in control. So when we make these assumptions from analyzing what's happening whilst we're in the middle of the situation, that's exactly what we're doing. We're making assumptions, and our imagination often goes to the negative because it's fed by our ego in this state. So what we end up doing is thinking of situations that are going to come off the back of something, and we end up killing our dreams. We end up sitting in a space of anxiety, worry, fear, and it kills that energy that we were pouring into it in the first place. So the big thing is, do not assume what is going to happen. Do not assume that you can forecast or foretell what is going to happen. The universe has a bigger plan for you, and you just need to see what's happened at the other side. You are not meant to make assumptions. So when your mind is coming in to analyze what could happen, that's your chance to say to yourself, well, actually, everything's happening for me. And we're going to go on to language and the lens that you view, so that you can understand how to manipulate this energy and how to use it to your advantage. Rather than analyzing in the middle and saying, oh, my life's awful, what the hell have I done? What you can do is really start to project into your manifestation what it is that you want as the outcome, rather than analyzing it based on the information that you have in front of you, which, remember, is all the chaos and all of the energy being shifted around. So you don't want to analyze it based on that, because all you're doing is securing more chaos, more turmoil, more feeling of angst that you currently have. So you want to let go and know that this is short term, and it's building into your amazing future. It is not about you sitting in the chaos forever. So don't let yourself sit in the chaos forever. Your ego will keep you there, but you're not meant to make assumptions. So please do not analyze in the middle of the chaos. Let yourself project. Project what you want. Do not analyze. So when I say about projecting, this is a real amazing manifestation technique. You project everything into your future. So when you are analyzing and pouring all this judgment and pouring all this anxiety into your future, you're projecting that out. You're saying, give me more of that, please. Whereas when you learn to control your projections so that they work for you, you can actually create whatever reality you want. You are the master. You are the controller. And I know it feels like chaos at the moment, but you are still the master and the designer of your destiny. Just because you might feel the chaos, it does not mean that you are not in control. So if your ego is telling you that you are not, then please do not listen to it, because it is so untrue. Now, the way to master this projection is to look at your language and the lens that you are viewing your life from. So whilst you're in the middle of this, often our lens of life can be, everything's happening to me. You can be in the to me consciousness, and you can be blaming the world. You can be blaming people around you. You could be saying that, you know, they're taking away your choice. You don't have a choice in the matter. You really don't have any control. You don't have a say in things. It's all happening to you. And at this point, you're looking at life through a victim mentality, a blame culture. And it's a too me consciousness that creates more of this lack of control, this things happening to you. So what you've got to do is change the view that you are looking at your life through. And if you change the view to everything is happening for me, you put that lens on, like, this is all happening for me. So what can I get from it? What am I gaining here? What am I learning? What am I building? What's happening? Because it's all happening for me. So how do I get more of it? How do I get more out of this situation so that I come out the other side stronger? That is a completely different lens. And you're not going into it as a victim. You're going into it as a sponge. What can I take? What can I observe? What can I absorb? What is it that I need in this situation that's going to build me into the future? What is it that I need from this situation that is literally going to change me going forward? That is a completely different lens. And you feel so much open from looking at this is happening for me. So what can I take from it? What gift is it giving me? Because it is giving you something. It's giving you amazing resilience or strength or courage or helping you share your voice or helping you set boundaries or showing you what you don't want, which is amazing. So what is it that you have been missing if you've been sat in the to me consciousness, where really you should be looking at everything's happening for me? So remember, going back to the beginning, it's going back to deliver whatever intention you set, whatever manifestation you set in motion. That's what this chaos is about. It's not about the chaos being your life. It's about the chaos creating your manifestations as your life. So please stop thinking everything's happening to you. It is all happening for you and it's all happening for your best. So what can you get out of it? And this is where language really pours into it. So when you're projecting, your voice is your projector. It is the thing that casts the spells out into the universe. And it is like spells. Words are magic. So whatever you are saying, you are creating. So what have you been saying? Have you been saying, this is all happening to me? This is coming around again. What have I done wrong? All of these things. Or are you saying, this is happening for me? Everything's aligning perfectly. The universe has my back. I'm so excited for everything to come to fruition. Those are very different words that you could be pouring out into the universe. So really start to look at your language. Look at what you're saying. Look at what stories you are telling. When things happen that's repeating cycles from the past, we can often apply it to our identity. We can create a whole story about who we are. So for me, I was always in this cycle of getting so far at work and then someone coming in and ripping it all away from me. And it was a story I used to tell on repeat. It was like, yeah, I get so far, but then somebody would want to shut me down. And I get so far and somebody would want to shut me down. And it was a constant, and I would say it, and it was part of my identity. And it was a load of crap. It wasn't. It was because I believed this story. I was pouring energy into this story. Absolutely no one or no thing can come and shut me down unless I'm willing to be shut down. So please do not be pouring this energy into these stories. It is not you. You are the heroine of your own story. Start creating what it is. Start creating that energy that you battle anything and everything that comes in your path and you win. You win at everything. You are a winner at life. You are the most successful person ever. Start telling a new story. Start feeding it in. Have fun with it. What is it that you've always aspired to be? What is it about you that you feel like you could have more of? Are you fearing like having enough courage? Do you not have enough courage? So you could start to tell yourself a story about how you are the bravest person in the world, how you have the most courage that has ever been. Start to tell a story. You are the writer of your own life. So please make sure you are the main character. Don't put yourself in the sidelines. You are the one with the sword going forward to conquer the beast. You are the one that's going to end up with the happy ever after. Do not sell yourself short in the story and have yourself as the pauper. You are that slayer. That is who you are. You are the heroine. Write your own story and create your own life. Use your words to reinforce this story. That is where the power is. This is where you project out. So don't see this as the chaos and then, oh, the story ends. No, the heroine never gets locked in a dungeon for long. The heroine never gets into peril for long. They always find a way to get out of it. So what's your way that you are getting out of it? And what's your happy ever after that you are writing? Why are you trying to write your story into the doom and gloom? No one wants a story to end there. And who would read that? They all want a happy ending. So make sure you are writing your own happy ending and telling your story about how powerful you are. And once you start to do this, you start to believe it. And the universe will start to bring you proof of this story. It'll start to bring you things to show you. You are the heroine. You've just slayed things. You've just made the most amazing leap. It will bring all of this to you because your spells, your words are magic. They are putting these spells out into the universe and the universe is creating them for you. So please have fun. Create your own story. Who do you want to be? Who are you telling yourself that you are? That is the most powerful thing. If you understand who you're telling yourself you are, you know exactly how to improve your life. Because if you're telling yourself you are not confident, happy, fulfilled, successful, then that's where you start to shift. As soon as you start telling yourself you are all those things, that's when the outside world brings it in for you and the chaos will finish sooner rather than later. So let's just recap how to get through this chaos. First off, don't judge. If you are someone who is on a big mission, you're going to be going through this every time you up level. There's going to be a level of shift, a level of movement, but don't judge it. That's all it is, a level of shift and a level of movement. It isn't something good or bad. So allow yourself to just work through it. It doesn't have to be the end of everything. It's the start of a new beginning. So enjoy the fact that everything's moving and aligning for you. So don't analyze when you're in the chaos. That is the point where you're looking at things and judging where it's going to go. But actually, you're in the chaos. So everything's being tipped upside down to be able to be filled back up properly. So definitely do not analyze at that point, because what you'll do, you'll make negative assumptions. So remember, those assumptions feed into your story, and that's exactly what you don't want to do. And then make sure you're looking at it from the lens of everything's happening for me, not everything's happening to me. And once you're in that lens of everything's happening for me, what story are you telling? What are you projecting out into the future? You get to have magic. You get to have fun with this. So enjoy the process. Life doesn't have to be hard. It's only as hard as you tell yourself it is. So please remember, you are in control at all these points. And this is something I teach in my Accelerate mini series. So please, if you want to learn about this energy, if you want to shift through it quicker, if you want to come out of it stronger the other side, if you want to learn how to project properly into your future and quantum leap, this is the course for you. So go and check it out. There's a flash sale on at the moment. It's on the link to my website. So please go and have a look. And it's time for you to accelerate. It is time for you to quantum leap, because if you're already in the chaos, it's started. So let's take control of it and make life amazing. You were born for it. You were born to do great things. So let's just get on and do it. Love you loads, and I'll catch you next week.